is VOA News. I'm Tommy
McNeil. Palestinian and hospital officials say that at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. Those deaths Saturday come a day after at least 25 people were killed in strikes on tent camps and 50 wounded near the southern city of Rafah. Fidel Naheem, director of the Ali Hospital in Gaza City, told the Associated Press that more than 36 bodies arrived at the hospital. Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said they pulled approximately the same number of bodies from a building hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood of Gaza City. As the U.S. divide over the war in Gaza continues and the U.S. presidential race heats up, one person centered in politics in his region is Abdullah Hamoud. He's a Democratic mayor of Dearborn, a city in the swing state of Michigan, with a majority Arab American population, which largely opposes President Joe Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Hamoud says in an interview with agency France Press that President risks losing re-election.
I have so many thoughts about
that 55% of Dearborn's residents are of Arab background. Thousands of protesters rallied in Tel Aviv on Saturday to mark the 20th birthday of Nama Levi, a hostage who has been held in Gaza since October 7th, when Hamas fighters stormed into Israel, capturing more than 100 people. Her brother, Amid, points to a picture of her smiling.
What she might be going through, and looking at her smile like this, I just need to convince myself that she has the power and strength to smile, not all the time, but from time to time, and have optimism.